The following program is for entertainment purposes only. Betting involves financial risk and is not suitable for everyone. Always bet responsibly and never wager more than you can afford to lose.
Welcome to Let's Take the Man's Money with Gio on CKDJ 107.9, your go-to source for NFL betting insights, odds, and expert picks. Whether you're chasing that perfect parlay or looking for the latest line movement, Gio has the strategies and stats to help you beat the book. Get your playbook ready. It's Sunday morning, and it's time to take the man's money.
Welcome back, everyone, to week 16 of Let's Take the Man's Money. From outside the studio of CKDJ, I am Gio, back, not live this time, as I am pre-recording this on Saturday. I'm on vacation in South America, but my producer, Romano DeFranco, is in the studio putting the show together. I'm so happy you could join us this morning. Don't forget to follow me on my Twitter channel, hashtag LTTMMNFL. That's Let's Take the Man's Money, NFL. Tell me who your picks are, any favorites you may have, straight up, against the spread, or a total you may like, maybe a parlay or a teaser play. Let me know where you're listening from for a chance to win some Let's Take the Man's Money swag. Congratulations to this week's winner, Sebastian Rudas Castaneda of Tuluá, Colombia. Good job, Sebastian. You'll look great wearing some LTTMM gear in the sun. So, how'd I do last week, Romano? I don't think I want to know. Roll the tape, if you please.
Take the Cleveland Browns plus 4.5 over the Kansas City Chiefs and take under 43.5. Take the Cincinnati Bengals minus 5 over the Tennessee Titans and take under 46.5. Take the New Orleans Saints plus 7.5 over the Washington Commanders and take under 43.5. Take the New York Giants plus 16 over the Baltimore Ravens and take over 42.5. Take the Carolina Panthers minus 3 over the Dallas Cowboys and take under 43.5. So let's take the New York Jets minus 3.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars and take under 43.5. Take the Miami Dolphins plus 3 over the Houston Texans and take over 46.5. Take the Denver Broncos minus 4 over the Indianapolis Colts and take over 43.5. Take the Detroit Lions minus 2.5 over the Buffalo Bills and take over 54.5. And I get the Steelers wrong mostly, but take the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 5.5 over the Philadelphia Eagles and take over 43.5. Take the Arizona Cardinals minus 6 over the New England Patriots and take over 46.5. Take the Los Angeles Chargers minus 3 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and take over 45.5. Take the Green Bay Packers minus 2.5 over the Seattle Seahawks and take over 45.5. Take the Atlanta Falcons minus 4 over the Las Vegas Raiders and take under 44.5. Take the Chicago Bears plus 6 and take under 43.5. For my Let's Take the Man's Parlay play, I like the Miami Dolphins plus 3 over the Houston Texans, the New York Jets minus 3.5 over Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 5.5 over the Philadelphia Eagles. A $25 bet will bring you back $182.50. For my 3-game 6-point teaser play, let's tease those games. We'll tease the Miami to plus 9 over the Houston Texans. We'll tease the Jets down to plus 2.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. All they have to do is basically win that game. And we'll take the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 11.5 over the Philadelphia Eagles. A $25 bet will get us $62.50.
The first game I told you to take was the Miami Dolphins plus 3 over the Houston Texans. I was just telling you how Tua was so good with his touchdown to interception ratio, 15-1 over the past 7 games. Well, how about 3 interceptions and a fumble? Oh, they lost 20-12, so they did not cover. The second game I said was to take the New York Jets minus 3.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. They did cover. They beat the Jags 32-25. For our third pick, we had the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 5.5 over over the Philadelphia Eagles. That didn't happen either. The Eagles actually won the game 27-13, so the Steelers didn't cover with the 5.5 points. Our fourth game had the Arizona Cardinals -6 over the New England Patriots. That was a cover, as the Cardinals did win the game 30-17. The fifth game I had was the Chicago Bears +6 over my Minnesota Vikings. I was hoping the Vikings would win but not cover, but the Bears have just been playing worse and worse. The new coach has not done the job. My Vikings beat them easily 30-12, so that was a non-cover by the Bears. And the sixth game, we had the Cincinnati Bengals -5 over the Tennessee Titans. They covered 37-27. Man, the Titans can't cover. I will get to the records in a second. I've never seen a team as bad covering the spread as the Tennessee Titans have been this year. We also took one over under. We had the Jets-Jaguars game under the 43.5, but that went way over. 35-25 was the score in that game. In the games that we suggested but we didn't put money down on, I had the Cleveland Browns +4.5 over the Kansas City Chiefs. Well, the Chiefs, you know, they had been playing so many tight games, so we took a chance with the points. It was more than a field goal, but the Browns didn't show up, and Kansas City won pretty easily, 21-7. We had the New Orleans Saints +7.5 over the Washington Commanders. Very close game, actually. Commanders did win, but they only won by 20-19, so that was a cover. The biggest spread of the year was the game involving the New York Giants and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens were 16-point favorites, and we went with the points there, and the Ravens still covered 35-14, 16 points, and they still covered. That's how bad the Giants have been this year. We had the Carolina Panthers -3 over the Dallas Cowboys. Did not cover, as the Cowboys won 30-14. What's up with Dallas winning all of these meaningless games as the year is winding down? They're not going to make the playoffs. I don't think they can. Well, maybe they're mathematically still in it, but kind of strange for me. We had the Denver Broncos -4 over the Indianapolis Colts. That was an easy cover, as the Broncos won 31-13. How about this game? We had the Detroit Lions -2.5 over the Buffalo Bills, and Buffalo played the best game of any team has played this year, beating Detroit in Detroit 48-42. Wow, that was knocking what the Detroit Lions were on a 10-game winning streak, and Buffalo, who had lost the week before that, brought their A game with them on Sunday and beat the Lions. Now that's great news for me, because my Vikings are tied with Detroit on top of the NFC North Division, but Detroit's already beaten us, so we have that one. Couple of weeks from now, we'll be playing Detroit again, so a lot of playoff ramifications there. I had the LA Chargers -3 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and as well as Buffalo played, Tampa Bay, did they ever play well as well? I mean, they beat the Chargers 40-17. You know, the Buccaneers have been playing with a lot of heart down the stretch. They lost some games, but they kept trying. They were wiped out with their wide receivers. Both Evans and Godwin were gone. Evans is back, but they didn't stop trying. Good for them. And they beat the Chargers, a very good team. So we didn't cover there. We had the Green Bay Packers -2.5 over the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle had been playing very good, and I believe they had won, what, 4 games in a row. Green Bay, though, if you look at their schedule, the teams that they've lost to are all very good teams. At 2.5, basically that was a pick 'em, and we took Green Bay, and they won 30-13. And the last game was one of the Monday nighters, the Atlanta Falcons -4 over the Las Vegas Raiders. We covered that one too. Barely, though, the Falcons won 15-9. Now the Falcons look like they're going to be benching Kirk Cousins. I don't mean to laugh, but Cousins was the quarterback for my team, the Vikings, for what, 5 years? And he was good. He was adequate. He was the best tier 2 quarterback in the league, but he always left you wanting for more. And I think the Falcons have finally figured that one out, and they're benching him for the rookie Penix. Very interesting. So I believe that puts me at 7-8 against the spread, which probably is only my second losing week of the year. So 15 weeks in the books, and I've only been under 500 twice. That was the first week when all of the favorites covered. You know, I like taking more dogs than I do favorites, or a little bit more, and almost every favorite on the slate won, and then last week just under 500, so not too bad. Now, looking at the straight up records for all the teams, Kansas City is sitting on top now at 13-1. My Vikings now tied with Detroit and surging Philadelphia, all at 12-2. Buffalo's now 11-3 after their win last week over Detroit, and the Pittsburgh Steelers and Green Bay are Packers are hanging around at 10-4. At 9-5, we got several teams, the Denver Broncos, Washington Commanders, Baltimore Ravens, and Houston Texans, all at 9-5. On the flip side, the Chicago Bears, well, they've lost 8 in a row, they're dropping down to 4-10. The Jets have won a couple of games recently, so they're at 4-10 as well. Jacksonville Jaguars, the Tennessee Titans, New England Patriots, Cleveland Browns, Carolina Panthers, all 3-11. And at 2-12, the Las Vegas Raiders and the New York Giants. Ouch. In terms of against the spread records, Denver still up on top, 11-3 against the spread. Wow, you've been making money betting on Denver. At 10-4, the Pittsburgh Steelers, right behind them, lost a couple of games recently, but still 10-4 against the spread, very profitable. My Vikings, 9-4-1, been making money backing them all year. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, as I said, their record isn't as good as it could be, but like I said, they had a lot of injuries, but they're 9-5 against the spread, as are the Chargers, who did lose last week. Buffalo, Arizona, the Philadelphia Eagles, and Detroit Lions, all 9-5 against the spread, so money makers for sure. On the other side are the New York Jets and San Francisco 49ers, also the Miami Dolphins and Dallas Cowboys, 5-9 against the spread. The Giants and the Cleveland Browns, 4-10. And at the rock bottom, Tennessee Titans sitting at 2-12 against the spread. Like I said, I've never seen anything like that. 2-12 against the spread. Oof. I've been doing this a while now, and I've never seen a team that bad against the spread. As far as our over-under totals, Baltimore still leads the league 11-3 over. At Cincinnati, Carolina Panthers, all both 10-4. In their case, not so much that they score so much. Well, Cincinnati does, but they've been letting a lot of points as well. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, New England Patriots, Buffalo, Washington, and Dallas, all at 9-5 to the over. So good teams to take on the over-under. On the flip side, the Atlanta Falcons, Los Angeles Chargers, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, Chicago Bears, and my Minnesota Vikings, all 5-9 to the over. And at rock bottom, Houston, only 4 games over and 10 under all season long. There's 3 games in the books already. The Thursday night football game had the Denver Broncos visiting the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers were 3-point favorites. The total in that game, 41.5. On Saturday, today I'm recording the games, this audio. We've got 2 games. The Houston Texans are at Kansas City. The Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites at home. The total in this game is 41.5. And the other game has the Pittsburgh Steelers at Baltimore. I'm looking right now, the Steelers are 6.5-point dogs. So Baltimore, 6.5-point favorites at home, and the total in this game is 45.5. Okay, so when we come back, we'll look at our first 3 games. The New York Giants are going to Atlanta. As I mentioned, the Falcons are making the switch at quarterback, going with the rookie Penix. Penix will be making a start, so I wonder if the GeoScript is going to be in play here. Team usually rallies for the backup quarterback. I don't know if that's the case this time. Well, we'll see. The Detroit Lions traveled to Chicago to take on the struggling Bears in an NFC North game, and the Cleveland Browns go cross-state to Cincinnati to take on the AFC North Division rival Bengals. Okay, you're listening to Let's Take the Man's Money. I am Gio. Don't forget to follow me on X, hashtag LTTMMNFL. That's Let's Take the Man's Money NFL. We'll be right back.
We now return to Let's Take the Man's Money with Gio on CKDJ 107.9.
Welcome back, everyone. Week 16 of Let's Take the Man's Money. My name is Gio. Great to have you listening to the show. I'm currently on vacation, so I'm not in studio. However, my producer, Romano, is. This will only be a 1-hour version of the show. I'll still give you all my plays against the spread and over-under. I'll give you my Let's Take the Man's Money parlay play, as well as my 3-game 6-point teaser. So 7-8 against the spread. That's only the first time since week 1 when we weren't better than 500. We did go 9-4 with our over-under plays. We missed the parlay and teaser plays, though, stupid Bears. Okay, we'll look at 3 games in this segment. The first game has the New York Giants going to Atlanta. The Giants are 2-12. The Falcons are 7-7. The Falcons are 9-point favorites in this game, and the total is 42.5. Now the New York Giants head to Atlanta to face the Falcons in a game with playoff implications for one team and a franchise record losing streak at risk for the other. The Giants come in at 2-12, desperate to avoid a 10th consecutive loss. Rookie wide receiver Malik Nabers has been one of the few bright spots for the Giants this season, needing just 99 yards to reach 1,000 and only two catches to break the rookie record for most receptions in franchise history. He's also closing in on the NFL rookie record for receptions, so he's a player to watch in this game. Meanwhile, the Falcons are still in the playoff hunt at 7-7, with just one game behind the Buccaneers in the NFC South. They're turning to rookie quarterback Michael Penix Jr. to start for the first time in his career. Penix was selected 8th overall in the 24 draft, but only had limited action. The Falcons have now benched Kirk Cousins, and I could have told you that was happening as a former Minnesota Viking player that he was, and I'm a Vikings fan. I knew that was going to happen. Anyways, the Falcons running back, Bijan Robinson, is also in line to make history. He's just one touchdown away from becoming the first Falcons player since 2016 to rush for 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns in the season. A major milestone for the young star. He's still very young. For the Giants, quarterback Drew Lock will get another shot to lead the offense, but it's been a tough season for him. The Giants' defense has also struggled all year, and they've been torched by top quarterbacks, most recently by Lamar Jackson, who took advantage of their weak pass defense. With the Falcons' offense firing on all cylinders, hopefully this game, it could be another tough day for the Giants. The Falcons come in as 9-point favorites, but they struggled to cover the spread lately. Despite that, Atlanta's playoffs aspirations are on the line, so expect them to come out strong. In fantasy, keep an eye on Malik Nabers. He's been a target, a heavy target this season. And with the Falcons' defense vulnerable to wide receivers, he could have another big game. A stat you might want to know is Robinson, like I said, he was one touchdown away from the 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns for the season. I'd look for him to have a big day in fantasy, and he's probably a good bet on a props ticket. The Falcons need a win to stay alive in the NFC South playoff race. The Giants are tanking, but may keep it close enough to cover the spread. I like the under better than I like the side. Take the New York Giants +9 over the Atlanta Falcons and take under 42.5. Our second game has the Detroit Lions going to Chicago. Detroit's 12-2 and the Bears are 4-10. The Lions are 6.5-point favorites in this game. The total is 47.5. Well, the Lions come into the game off their first loss after winning 11 straight, while the Bears have now lost 8 in a row. A win here would increase Detroit's chances of securing the number one seed in the NFC to 65%, making this a must game for them. The Lions have been hit hard by injuries this season, including a key loss to their backfield. Running back David Montgomery is out with a torn MCL. But rookie Jamar Gibbs is more than capable of stepping up. Gibbs has averaged 16.1 touches per game this season and should be the focal point of the offense against the Bears defense that, well, they rank among the worst against the run. The Bears, on the other hand, are reeling. They, like I said, lost straight 8 straight games. And rookie quarterback Caleb Williams is struggling. He's been inaccurate, posting the third worst off-target percentage in the league. And Detroit's defense, which plays man coverage more than anyone else in the league, could make it tough for him today. To make matters worse, the Bears' offense has been stagnant, especially on third downs. They're also coming off a coaching change that hasn't yielded any positive results. Chicago does have one bright spot in rookie receiver Rome Odunze, who leads the NFL with a 76.9% contested catch rate. But with the team struggling all over the field, it's hard to see him making a huge impact in this matchup for Detroit. Despite the injury to Montgomery, their offense is still potent. With Gibbs leading the backfield and Jared Goff steering the ship, the Lions have enough firepower to handle a Bears team that has struggled in almost every area this season. A stat you might want to know is
The Bears' 8-game losing streak is tied for the second longest in franchise history. And they've been outscored 68-25 since the coaching change. So the change hasn't helped them at all. What's at stake for the Lions? Well, yeah, they need to keep winning to keep the number one seed. A loss would drop their chances to just 26%. They've got Minnesota and the Eagles nipping at their heels, so expect them to play with urgency. Jahmyr Gibbs is in line for a big day as the lead back, and the Bears defense has struggled against running backs all season. If you have Gibbs in your lineup, it might be a good week to start him, maybe even throw some money on him on a props bet. The Bears have covered 3 straight as home underdogs, but that was before the coaching change. They just came off 3 games on the road. So this will be interesting if they can keep that going. I don't think they will. The Lions are a stronger team. They have much more to play for. Take the Detroit Lions -6.5 over the Chicago Bears and take over 47.5. And our third game of this segment has the Cleveland Browns going to Cincinnati. The Bengals are 7.5-point favorites in this game. The total is 46.5. The 6-8 Bengals are clinging to a slim playoff chance and can't afford another loss as they host the 3-11 Cleveland Browns in this NFC North, I wouldn't say showdown, but a loss would eliminate the Bengals from the postseason. And so this is a must win for them. Cleveland has been a mess on offense all season, and things don't get better this week. Rookie quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson will make his 4th start for the Browns after taking over for Jameis Winston. I think Winston's got a bad shoulder. Thompson-Robinson has struggled with ball security, throwing 7 interceptions to just 1 touchdown so far. His mobility could help the run game, but his passing woes have been a major concern. On the defensive side, Myles Garrett continues to dominate for Cleveland. Garrett has sacked Joe Burrow a career-high 9 times, and Cincinnati will need to find a way to protect Burrow from the Browns' star pass rusher. The Bengals will get Cody Ford back from the flu, but they're still without key offensive lineman Orlando Brown Jr. Burrow has had a solid season despite Cincinnati's struggles. He's posted a 72 QBR in every loss this year. That's the second best mark since the QBR was first calculated in 2006. But with the playoff hopes on the line, he'll need to be at his best. For Cleveland, the loss of Nick Chubb to a foot injury has left a void in the backfield, but Jerome Ford has stepped up. Ford has been a reliable contributor, particularly in the passing game. Even if the Bengals build an early lead, Ford should remain involved throughout. The Bengals are fighting for their playoff lives and need a win to stay in the hunt. The Browns, meanwhile, are just hoping to end the season with a positive performance. I think you should take Ford there, the running back, props bet, because the Bengals' defense is terrible. So go with the running back, Jerome Ford. As for the game itself, the Browns have struggled against the spread, 0-3 in their last 3, and with the Bengals fighting for their playoff hopes, it's hard to see Cleveland keeping this close. That hook scares me. The Geo script is kind of in play because the Browns should rally for the scrub quarterback. I just don't think he can match Joe Burrow's offense. Take the Cincinnati Bengals -7.5 over the Cleveland Browns and take over 46.5. Okay, that's 3 games in the book. After the break, we'll try to get you 5 or 6 more. And you're listening to Let's Take the Man's Money. I am Gio. We'll see you right after the break.
We now return to Let's Take the Man's Money with Gio on CKDJ 107.9.
And welcome back, everyone, to Let's Take the Man's Money. I am Gio. Up next, the Tennessee Titans are going to Indianapolis, where the Colts are 3.5-point favorites at home. The total in this game is 42.5. The 6-8 Colts will face the Titans, who are 3-11, in a matchup where both teams are eliminated from playoff contention, but the Titans are hoping to improve their draft position, so don't expect much of a fight from them. Tennessee made a big change at quarterback, benching Will Levis in favor of Mason Rudolph. This could give a boost to wide receiver Calvin Ridley, who needs just 221 receiving yards to reach 1,000 for the season. Ridley's best game this year, 143 yards, came with Rudolph under center, so there's potential for a strong connection here. On the Colts side, quarterback Anthony Richardson will need to bounce back after struggling in a loss to Denver. Richardson has been inconsistent this season, but he did show flashes of skill, including rushing for 46 yards and a touchdown last week. The Titans defense has struggled to contain mobile quarterbacks, so Richardson could have a field day running the ball in this game. The Colts defense has been far from impressive, ranking 28th in total yards allowed per game. However, they've been slightly better in terms of scoring defense, 21st, and they will be looking to capitalize on the Titans' offensive struggles. If they can contain running back Tony Pollard, who needs just 85 scrimmage yards to reach 1,300 for the third straight year, they could limit the Titans' offense. Pollard is a versatile back, and the Colts have had issues defending players like him. The Colts rank last in the league in time of possession, which contributes to their defensive struggles. If the Titans can control the clock with their ground game, it could tire out the Colts' defense. What's at stake? Nothing but a better draft pick. Here's a betting nugget for you. The Titans have struggled against spread, 2-8 as underdogs, 2-12 all year totaled. Ouch, I've never seen a team like that struggle that badly against the spread. But they have gone over the total in 6 of their last 7 road games. The Colts should win this one. I'm tempted to take the points because the matchup is favorable to the Titans, but they just don't cover, ever. Take the Indianapolis Colts -3.5 over the Tennessee Titans and take over 42.5. Next game on the docket, we have the 8-6 Los Angeles Rams going to New York to take on the 4-10 Jets. The Rams are 3-point favorites in this game. The total is 46.5. Well, the Rams head to New York to face the Jets in a pivotal game for their playoff hopes. Los Angeles is fighting for a spot in the NFC postseason with a chance to secure the NFC West Division title. The Rams enter this game as 3-point favorites, and a win would significantly boost their chances of making the playoffs, with the probabilities improving to 65%. The Jets, meanwhile, are already eliminated from playoff contention, but they look forward to finishing the season strong with quarterback Aaron Rodgers actually playing his best football as a Jet. The Rams are aiming to make the playoffs in back-to-back seasons despite early season struggles. Quarterback Matthew Stafford has faced Aaron Rodgers 17 times before, with Rodgers winning 13 of those matchups. However, the Jets' offense is struggling. With the offense struggling, Stafford has a good chance to improve his record against Rodgers in this one. What's that say? Well, for the Rams, this game is about securing a playoff spot and maintaining control of that very tight NFC West. Like I mentioned, a win would give them a 65% chance of reaching the postseason. The Jets have nothing left to play for, except for some pride. Rodgers is the X factor, though, in fantasy. With his hot streak, he could exploit the Rams' defense. On the Rams' side, Tyler Higbee could be a sneaky fantasy play, as the Jets have struggled to cover tight ends recently. The Rams are favored by 3. Given the Jets' struggles, especially against teams with winning records, and the Rams' playoff aspirations, Los Angeles should win this game. I really think this game is going to be a shootout. I like the total better than I like the side. Take the Los Angeles Rams -3 over the New York Jets and take over 46.5. Our next game has the Philadelphia Eagles going to Washington. The Eagles are 3.5-point favorites on the road. The total in this game is 45.5. Well, the 12-2 Eagles face the 9-5 Commanders in a very crucial NFC East battle in Week 16 today. A win for the Eagles would clinch the NFC East and solidify their position on top of the NFC playoff race. The Commanders, meanwhile, need a victory to stay in the hunt. for the NFC wild card spot. After losing to Philadelphia 26-18 earlier in the season, Washington will be looking for a little revenge and a much-needed win. Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for Philadelphia, is playing at an MVP level, and his performance last week against the Steelers, he had 290 yards and two touchdowns, was another example of his dominance and his ability to win in different ways. His chemistry with A.J. Brown has been outstanding as they lead the NFL in yards per attempt at 12.1. Hurts has also rushed for 14 touchdowns this season. That's the most in the NFL for a quarterback. With a high-powered offense and a defense that's tough in key moments, the Eagles might be the most well-balanced team in the NFL. Wide receiver Terry McLaurin has been playing some of his best football lately for the Commanders with 20 catches and 248 yards and five touchdowns over his last three games. The Eagles did an excellent job of limiting McLaurin in their first matchup, but he's been moving around more in weeks. He could find more opportunities playing in different spots on the field. However, Philadelphia's rookie corner, Mitchell, I can't remember his first name, he's been strong in coverage and likely he's going to be tasked with limiting McLaurin, which could be a very key matchup. The Eagles can secure the NFC East title with the win while Washington is fighting for its playoff life. The Commanders need a win and help from other teams to stay alive in the postseason race. A loss would significantly hurt their chances. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley could have a big day as Washington has struggled against the run this season. The Eagles' offensive line is very strong, one of the best in the league, and that should help Barkley find success. He's had success all year. I think he'll have some more in this game. The Eagles are the hottest team in the NFL, having won 10 straight games. But they're coming off a bruising win over Pittsburgh, and they're road favorites in the division game. Plus, that extra hook is scary. Take the Washington Commanders, plus 3.5, over the Philadelphia Eagles, and take 45.5. Our next game up has the Arizona Cardinals going to Carolina to take on the Panthers. The Cardinals are 5-point favorites in this game. The total is 47.5. Well, the 7-7 Cardinals are fighting to stay alive in the NFC playoff race and need a win over the 3-11 Carolina Panthers this week. Arizona has a 14% chance to win the NFC West. And with a loss to the Panthers, their playoff hopes could be dashed. The Panthers, eliminated from postseason contention, are looking to finish the season strong, but are mired in a four-game losing streak after looking like they finally turned the corner about a month or so ago. The Cardinals have a clear advantage on both sides of the ball. Quarterback Kyler Murray and the offense are facing a Panthers defense. They've struggled against both the pass and the run. Carolina ranks last in the NFL against the run in particular, allowing 173 rushing yards per game. Arizona's James Conner has been affected this season running the ball, and his ability to exploit the Panthers' weak run defense could be a key factor here. Additionally, the Panthers have allowed 217 passing yards per game, which has Murray and his receivers salivating. They're going to take this opportunity through the air. Carolina will likely be without key defensive lineman A'shaun Robinson and two linebackers, making their defense even more vulnerable. The Panthers' offense has struggled as well with rookie quarterback Bryce Young, second year, I can never remember. He's coming off a rough performance that saw him throw four turnovers against Dallas last week. The inconsistency of Young's play, it's difficult for the Panthers to generate offense, and then the Cardinals' defense will be looking to capitalize on this. You know, Arizona is still in the playoff hunt, and they need a win to stay in the race. Meanwhile, the Panthers are probably tanking by now. James Conner should be a big fantasy factor here with Carolina's struggles against the run. You might want to take him on a props bet and definitely start him in fantasy. The Cardinals are favored by 5, and they should cover this spread with a better offense and a defense and a lot of urgency. This actually should be an easy win. Take the Arizona Cardinals minus 5 over the Carolina Panthers and take over 47.5. All right. Next game up, my Minnesota Vikings go to Seattle. The Seahawks are dogs in this game. My Vikings are 3-point favorites, and the total is 42.5. So my 12-2 Vikings visit Seattle in a very pivotal Week 16 matchup. Minnesota's already secured a playoff spot, but they're still fighting for the number one seed in the NFC with Detroit and Philadelphia. Seattle, however, must win to keep their playoff hopes alive. A loss would drop their postseason chances to 23.3%, making every game crucial from here on out. Minnesota historically has struggled in Seattle, losing 5 straight games there. However, their defense has been outstanding, tied for 4th most sacks in the NFL with 42, and it's been a bend but don't break defense all year. Seattle's offensive line has allowed the 3rd most sacks, so this could be a key to this game. For Seattle, their hopes rest on Geno Smith's health. After a knee injury forced him out of last week's loss to Green Bay, Smith has been solid this season, ranking 9th in QBR, but the Vikings' blitz-heavy defense will test him. Smith has been effective against the blitz, but he performs under pressure. How he performs under pressure will determine if Seahawks can stay competitive in this game. Wide receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba has been a bright spot recently, recording 18 or more fantasy points in 4 of his past 5 games. He'll be a key target against a pretty vulnerable Vikings secondary. A win for Minnesota would strengthen their case for the NFC's top seed, while a loss to Seattle really has a negative impact. The Seahawks are 0-5 against the spread against teams with winning records this season, which suggests they struggle when facing high-level competition like Minnesota. Minnesota's defense and an offensive balance should allow them to win, but the 3-point spread is probably the highest they can win by. So I think the worst possibility would be a push. You know, Seattle is desperate, and the Vikings struggle there. Take the Seattle Seahawks +3 over the Minnesota Vikings and take under 42.5. Hopefully the Vikings win that game, even if they don't cover. And the last game we're going to look at in this segment has the New England Patriots going to Buffalo, where the Bills are 14-point favorites at home. The total is 46.5. Well, the 3-11 Patriots are on the road against the 11-3 Buffalo Bills. And the Bills are chasing the number one seed in the AFC. And after a dominant win over Detroit, don't count them out yet. That was a statement game. The Patriots have struggled all season, losing 5 of their last 6 games. Rookie quarterback Drake May will face freezing temperatures in Buffalo, making this his toughest test yet. The Patriots' offense has been plagued by ball security issues, and with the Bills' defensive pressure, it's hard to see May having much success here. Josh Allen, for the Bills, the quarterback, he's playing at an MVP level, and the Bills' offense is on the verge of making history with 9 consecutive games scoring 30-plus points. He could also become the first quarterback in 90 years to have multiple rushing touchdowns in 3 straight games. The Patriots' defense, which ranks 10th worst in points allowed, will have a tough time slowing him down. Buffalo needs a win to maintain their shot at the number one seed in the AFC, which would give them a 25% chance at home field advantage in the playoffs. So, on the other side, the Patriots' playoffs hopes are long gone. A loss would push them closer to securing a top pick, at least in the 25 NFL draft. Bills wide receiver Khalil Shakir has been a reliable target for Allen. He scored 16 or more fantasy points in back-to-back games and set for another strong performance against a Patriots defense that has struggled with receivers. Consider him in fantasy and with a props bet. This might be a flat spot for Buffalo after their huge win over Detroit last week and a very close loss the week before. They actually visit New England in 2 weeks. It's a division game, though. On one hand, it's a division game, but you know, on the other hand, Buffalo tends to keep their foot on the gas pedal. As long as it stays under 2 touchdowns, I'll lay the points. I can see Buffalo winning this game by 25. Take the Buffalo Bills -14 over the New England Patriots and take over 46.5. Okay, when we come back, we'll look at Jacksonville Las Vegas, San Francisco, Miami, Tampa, Dallas, and New Orleans, Green Bay. You're listening to Let's Take the Man's Money. I am Gio. We'll see you right after this quick break.
We now return to Let's Take the Man's Money with Gio on CKDJ 107.9.
And we're back with our final segment of the show. The Jacksonville Jaguars go to Las Vegas, where the Raiders are 1.5-point favorites. The total in this game is 40.5. Ooh, this matchup between the 3-11 Jags and the 2-12 Raiders is all about draft positioning with both teams near the bottom of the standings. The Jaguars have struggled defensively, particularly in allowing explosive plays, ranking last in pass defense. This could be problematic against the Raiders, who, despite their offensive inconsistencies, have some big play potential through tight end Brock Bowers, having a great rookie season. Bowers has 90 receptions and is just 32 yards away from becoming the third rookie tight end in NFL history to surpass 1,000 receiving yards. Don't count him out in offensive rookie of the year. For the Raiders, they continue to deal with quarterback issues, and it's been such a mess for them. Las Vegas also has a chance to avoid setting a franchise record for consecutive losses if they can get a win here. Both teams' draft chances are at stake in this game. A loss for the Raiders increases their odds of the number one pick to 30%, and a win dramatically dropped it to 2%. For Jacksonville, a loss boosts their chance for the top pick to 11%, making this game crucial for both teams' futures in the wrong way. With both teams struggling, it should be a close game, but the Raiders' passing game, led by Brock Bowers, should give them the edge. Las Vegas is likely to win this game, though it should be a low-scoring affair. It should be a very tight contest. And besides, at 2-12, the Raiders are knocking on the door at getting the number one pick in next year's draft. You know what? Just take the points. Take the Jacksonville Jaguars plus 1.5 over the Las Vegas Raiders and take under 40.5. Our next game up, we have the San Francisco 49ers going to Miami. The Dolphins are 1-point favorites at home. The total in this game is 44.5. Both the 6-8 Niners and 6-8 Dolphins are in a must-win situation. A loss for either team would effectively eliminate them from playoff contention, making this a high-stakes game. The Niners have been slipping, losing 4 of their last 5, while the Dolphins are similarly struggling but still in the hunt. San Francisco has been strong defensively, particularly against big plays. Since Week 8, they've allowed just 10 passing plays of 20-plus yards. That's the fewest in the NFL. This will be a challenge for Tyreek Hill, who is averaging a career-low 12 yards per reception this season. The Niners' ability to shut down Hill and force Miami into more short passes could be pivotal. Miami's defense has been good against the run, allowing only one team to rush for over 100 yards in the past 8 games. Without Isaac Garendo, the Niners may struggle to establish the run, though, relying more on quarterback Brock Purdy, who had a big game against the Dolphins the last time they played a couple of years ago. With both teams at 6-8, this game is a playoff elimination match. The Dolphins will be knocked out of contention with a loss, while the Niners could see their slim playoff hopes more or less vanish with a defeat. With running back Garendo likely out, the Niners we'll go with running back Patrick Taylor Jr. He could be an expanded role. He could take over the backfield and is a decent fantasy option against a Dolphins defense that gives up fantasy points to running backs. The Dolphins have hit the over in 5 consecutive home games, which could bode well for a high-scoring affair. Neither team could be trusted here. Again, we're going to take whatever point we get. Take the San Francisco 49ers plus 1 over the Miami Dolphins and take under 44.5. Our next game has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to Dallas, where the Cowboys Cowboys are 6-8, and the Bucks are 8-6. Tampa are 4.5-point favorites in this game, and the total is 48.5. Although the Buccaneers have seized control of the NFC North, while the Cowboys are fighting for their playoff lives. I think mathematically they're still alive. A loss for Dallas would eliminate them from contention. Tampa Bay's offense has been impressive, particularly their rushing attack, which has gone from last in the league to fourth overall. Wow. With the Cowboys' defense allowing 136.1 rushing yards per game, the Bucs will look to exploit this weakness. Jalen McMillan, who's been on fire recently, will also be crucial as he faces a Cowboys defense that struggles against wide receivers. Dallas faces a critical game at home where they've struggled this season. A loss would give them 7 home losses, setting a new franchise record. The defense, led by Trevon Bland, needs to step up and slow down the number 4 scoring offense in the league. The Bucs kept on scoring even when both of their receivers went down. This has been a team that has played with a lot of heart, Tampa Bay. A win would nearly secure the Buccaneers the NFC South title. While a loss would hurt their chances, for the Cowboys, a loss would eliminate them from the playoff contention. The Cowboys have struggled at home as underdogs, and in general, they're 1-6 at home this year. The Buccaneers are playing strong football right now. They're coming off an amazing 40-17 win over a tough Rams team in LA. And with the Cowboys' home struggles, Tampa should win this game straight up, I think, pretty easily. It is 2 games in a row on the road for the Bucs, but I still think they lay a whooping over Dallas. Take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -4.5 over the Dallas Cowboys and take over 48.5. The next game has the New Orleans Saints at the Green Bay Packers. This is the Monday Nighter. The Packers are 14-point favorites in this game. The total is, I'm looking at it, 42.5. While the 5-9 Saints are still holding on to a slim NFC South title hopes, needing a win. They need to win out, starting with a tough matchup against the Packers, who are 10-4. Green Bay can clinch a playoff spot here with a win or tie, keeping them in the hunt for the number 6 NFC seed. The Saints are dealing with several injuries, including Alvin Kamara, who has a groin injury, and the absence of Taysom Hill hurts too. Derek Carr is out, their quarterback. So rookie Spencer Rattler might get the start. The Saints are also 0-1 as double-digit dogs this season, which makes this matchup even more difficult to handicap. Green Bay's Jordan Love has been effective in cold weather and has a perfect record in games where the temperature is 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 Celsius or lower. The Packers' high-performing offense will also look to exploit a Saints defense that struggles with yards after the catch. Packers can clinch a playoff spot with a win, while the Saints still have a chance to win the NFC South, but only if they start winning this game. The Saints haven't fared well, like I said, as double-digit underdogs. Given the quarterback situation and injuries as well, the Saints face an uphill battle. The Packers, led by Love, should be able to secure a win and clinch a playoff berth here. But with a road trip to Minnesota next week, this could be a flat spot here, so I'm actually going to go the opposite way. Take the New Orleans Saints +14 over the Green Bay Packers and take under 42.5. Okay, that's it. Those are the picks. I'll give you my top picks that I'm going to be taking. My best bet has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -4.5 over the Dallas Cowboys. My second pick is the Arizona Cardinals -5 over the Carolina Panthers. For my third pick, I'll take the New York Giants +9 over the Atlanta Falcons. And number 4, I'll take the Detroit Lions -6.5 over the Chicago Bears. My 5th best pick will take the Buffalo Bills and will lay 14 over the New England Patriots. And my last ATS pick will go with the Monday Nighter. We'll take the New Orleans Saints +14 over the Green Bay Packers. I like 2 totals in this week a lot. I like the Indianapolis Colts Tennessee Titans game over 42.5. And the LA Rams New York Jets game over the 46.5. For my Let's Take the Man's Money parlay play, we'll take the Bills -4.5, the Cardinals -5, and the Giants +9. A $25 bet will get us $183.50, and we'll tease those games, those same 3 games. We'll make the Colts actually 1.5-point dogs. will make the Cardinals 1-point dogs and will take the Giants and bring them up to plus 15 over Atlanta. A $25 bet gets us $62.50. All right. And that will wrap up the show. Thanks to all of you for listening. That was a lot of fun. Big shout out to my producer, Romano DeFranco. So good luck, everyone. I am Gio. I hope everyone has a very Merry Christmas. And let's take the man's money.
You've been listening to Let's Take the Man's Money with Gio. Tune in every Sunday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time